Agenda for referring back to our first public hearing, which was subdivision 2025-09, lands of Fernandez subdivision.
This is Mr. Butler's. You might want to defer.
I think we might want to defer action to allow Mr. Butler the opportunity to.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer 2025-09, lands of Fernandez subdivision.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2025-09, lands of Fernandez subdivision. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is conditional use number 2578, New Life Bible Fellowship Church.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Robertson has a motion he's going to read for me.
Okay. Sure, Ms. Wingate. And it's Ms. Wingate's motion that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2578 for the New Life Bible Fellowship Church to allow an on-premises electronic message center sign based on the record made in the public hearing for the following reasons. One, this is an application for conditional use to install an on-premises electronic message display sign. This type of application is permitted under section 115-161.1A3 of the zoning code. Two, the sign will be located on the church's property and will be used to display information about the church and its various activities and events. Three, the sign will replace a prior static display sign on the site that is on the church's property. Four, the sign will be required to comply with all the sign regulations in the zoning code, including brightness and motion. Five, the sign will not adversely affect neighboring properties or area roadways and traffic. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. And seven, a final site plan showing the location of the sign, on the site shall be submitted to the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission for approval.
Thank you. That's my motion.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2578, New Life Bible Fellowship Church, for the reasons with conditions or stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. Next public hearing was conditional use number 2584, Martin Pacheco and Augustin Lee Pacheco Quillen.
So I will defer this for further consideration, but did we want to discuss it any more before I do so?
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. So, Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer our action on conditional use 2584, Martin Pacheco and Augustin Lee Pacheco Quillen.
Okay. So moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2584, Martin Pacheco and Augustin Lee Pacheco Quillen. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. And just